everyone, and welcome to the Pretty Little Liars official podcast. I'm Shay, who plays Emily Fields.
And I'm Bianca, who plays Maya St. Germain.
And today we're going to discuss what happened in episode 106, There's No Place Like Homecoming. So,
it was pretty dramatic.
It was extremely dramatic, but so fun to shoot.
So fun. But it was really, really hot because of all the smoke and all the people, but It looked awesome. Like, I actually felt like I was in a school dance.
I know. I felt like I was actually doing my homecoming experience. Yeah. Well, my prom experience. Yeah. But, and, okay, question.
Yeah.
How do you think Maya felt actually seeing Emily step in with Toby?
I think she was kind of devastated because, like, Hannah got her hopes up, and she got all dressed up in her little yellow dress.
And she didn't even want to go at the
beginning. She didn't even want to go. She was like, are you kidding? I'm not going to the dance. And then she's like, oh, Emily wants me to go, and gets all excited. She turns around, and you're there with Toby, and I think, I don't know, I think she was really devastated. I felt really bad for her.
Yeah, I did too, even just standing up there, and it was like, everybody just turned to look, because I guess Emily and Toby were the last ones to kind of show up. He thought it was lame to go at 8, so then they went at 9, but like, it was just crazy, and then seeing, I think for Emily also, noticing that you were there, like, standing next to the rest of, like, you know, her close group of friends, and then...
And you looked, like, so amazing. Like, that blue dress was killer. So I was like, oh, my God, Maya would be totally devastated. Yeah. Emily looks amazing.
It was so funny.
I think it was awesome.
It was good. It was a really fun.
And the band, though, like, I loved that band.
2AM Club is so good.
You guys actually got their song on iTunes.
When I went home, I actually went onto their MySpace and, like, was like, these songs are so
good. They're really good.
So you can get them on their MySpace. Everybody should check them out. 2AM Club.
2AM Club.
So good.
How are your shoes? My heels were really hot. Like, they were beautiful, but they were so painful.
They were painful, right? Yeah. I think it's so funny when we look back at these episodes and we have all these backstories about what happened. Yeah. And I mean, I want to just say congrats and good job to all the backgrounds.
Oh my God.
You guys were amazing. Because honestly, without the extras in the background, this show wouldn't have been possible. I mean, any show wouldn't be possible. But the fact that they stood around in their high heels and the guys in their hot suits for like 3 days as we shot this episode, I just want to say shout outs to you guys because you did a great job. And I know those heels were uncomfortable.
Yeah. But. And shout out to Norman who directed our episode.
Oh,
he's a genius.
Norman Buckley.
Yes.
Please What's come up, back for Norman? Our next party scene. You have to. Yeah, it was a fun one.
And I think also probably what the viewers don't realize is like in the coverage because we're in these heels for like hours and hours. We're actually wearing like Uggs and flip-flops.
Yeah. If they're not showing our feet, be guaranteed that all the actresses are wearing Uggs. Yeah. I was definitely wearing like some sort of like sneakers or something while we were shooting, but a lot of everybody else was wearing Uggs. But
what's going to happen between Emily and Maya? Like after that cliffhanger, like are they going to stay apart? Are they going to get back together? I don't know. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it was pretty intense and I don't know. She's going to have some time to think after.
I don't know. I feel like Maya might just be like done with it. I don't know.
Or Emily might just be like, this is too confusing. Yeah. She doesn't want to come out to her parents, you know, because her mom is so strict and like, it's just being brought up in a conservative family. She didn't have anyone to talk to. I think it would be easier for Emily if she had her mom to be like, you know, go with your feelings or at least to give her some sort of advice.
Yeah, more like Maya's parents. Because she's already...
Maya's parents.
Yeah, but you know, I actually thought that was so touching. Like when Hannah said to Emily, like, we'll love you either way.
Yeah.
You know, we'll love Emily if you have a boyfriend. We'll love Emily if you have a girlfriend. Like, I thought that was, like, so touching.
Right. Yeah.
So at least Emily knows.
If you're good friends with somebody.
And I feel like now at least Emily knows that, like, okay, her friends have her back.
Support her. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But now she needs the parents. The parents thing. Okay.
And then what's going to happen with Toby?
I don't
know. Did he
try
and kill Emily? What's going on?
I have, like, I mean, I think Emily really thought she was going to be the next Allison, you know, at the end of that scene.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty intense. There was a lot of, as you guys saw, like, the whole scratching, that's not in her character unless she's super scared to totally go ahead and scratch his face. And the whole thing, like, in the chem lab, she pushes him over, and she's actually genuinely terrified for her life. So, okay, favorite thing about shooting this episode? What do you
think? I'd say the favorite thing was the music and how beautiful the set design was.
Yeah.
Because it was magical.
It was so
and
nice.
I felt like I really was at a school dance.
Mm-hmm. Me too. We actually had that real vibe. yeah, working with Norman, oh, all of yes. us being dressed up. And I think yeah. what was fun for me is, I mean, getting to play Emily, I wear really cool sneakers and stuff, but getting to be in heels, which is kind of what I'm really comfortable with. And I was like, go, Emily, I know, and I'm comfortable in sneakers. Right, yeah. exactly. So it was fun, but just to see her all dressed up and like all the girls dressed up in your own person, in their own personal styles.
I loved
like,
my dress. It was beautiful. Wardrobe like killed it with wardrobe this episode. Did kill it.
And then you see Hannah's dress with her beautiful accessories, that feathered like pale blue. And Aria, that was so stylish. That dress.
I love for Aria's your information, clothes.
The wardrobe stylist grabbed pieces and parts from like every kind of dress. So that wasn't just like bought off the shelf at a store, guys. Those were actually those shoulder pads were taken off of a different dress. Then she had those stockings on. It was all put together like piece by piece. So it's definitely an original piece.
It was very like. Like Madonna circa 80s. Yes. Like it was awesome.
It was. Lace and everything. Mm-hmm.
The little gloves. I want to start rocking like fingerless gloves now.
I think so, right? Fingerless gloves. You guys will be seeing Shay and Bianca sporting these gloves.
Fingerless
now.
Gloves going to like Coffee Bean.
So, yeah, it was good. And again, yeah, everybody just looked so beautiful. The set was beautiful. The musical was great. It was like shooting. It was being in a party for 3 days. Oh, we were having a party for 3 days.
It smelled so good. My dress was too tight to eat anything that day, but the food smelled so good.
Yeah. Also, take notice when, like, I don't know if we ever see this scene again, you play it back. Look at the food that was on the next to the water fountain. Oh, my goodness. Guys, that food chocolate was real. Fondue. Chocolate fondue. Amazing desserts, cake. Oh, brownies. It was so great. Props department, you're killing us.
I know, you're...
I'm not going to lie, I did sneak in a cream puff.
You did?
Yeah, I did. So, now, I'm going to have to do this, but I want to tease you guys a little bit, because we're going to tell you a couple things that might or might not happen in episode 107, The Homecoming Hangover. Do you have any questions for me, Bianca, about Emily?
I don't know. I think Maya's just a little bit like, I don't know.
Yeah, I really am curious to see what's going to happen with this. I mean, they A, might get back, you know, and try and work things out. Or B, she might just say, see ya. She's tired with Emily being
playing
so...
Playing games.
Yeah, playing games. In Emily's eyes, I'm sure it's just confusion. I don't think she wants to hurt Maya at all. And Toby Kavanaugh.
What's up with that?
But, you know, what's really curious is to see... what might happen in the Homecoming Hangover with Emily and Toby if she gets away? What happens at the end of that night? Because really, like, she falls, and that's the last thing that we saw from last episode. So, I don't know. Does she get up? Is she super hurt? Is she unconscious? Does she forgive Toby? What happens? What happens?
And what is it that Toby's, like, needing to tell her?
Exactly.
What
is he trying to say? Or what was he trying to do, even? You know?
Yeah. Like, is he gonna say he killed Allison? Is he going to admit to what went on with Jenna? Like, what's going on?
What's
going to
happen?
Is he going to say he's A?
Well,
like, what does he say?
I think I will tell you one thing. A couple of things really do get resolved in 107. So, if you want to know what happens with Emily after she wakes up, if she wakes up from that brutal fall after the homecoming, then you'll have to watch 107 because...
Or if Emily and Maya get back together.
Exactly.
Or stay broken up.
Or if more people get tossed in the mix, because why not? Anything's possible in Rosewood. Be sure to tune in next week, July 20th at 8 p.m. for episode 107, The Homecoming Hangover, airing on ABC Family.